From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Two more countries cut ties with Iran. Two of Saudi Arabia's allies have cut their diplomatic links with Iran Monday following Riyadh's decision to execute nearly 50 people, including a prominent Shia cleric and activist Nimr al-Nimr, which caused an international firestorm of protest. Bahrain and Sudan joined Saudi Arabia in cutting ties with Tehran, where protesters Saturday attacked the Saudi embassy in the Iranian capital. Riyadh Monday also cut all air and trade links with Iran. The United Arab Emirates Monday downgraded its relations but did not cut them. White House spokesman Josh Earnest called for de-escalation of current tensions.
We're urging all sides to show some restraint and to not further inflame tensions that are on quite vivid display in the region.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has been dispatched to Iran and Saudi Arabia amid concerns over the impact new tensions will have on the conflicts in Yemen and Syria. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
Mr. de Mistura believes that the crisis in Saudi-Iranian relations is very worrisome development, and he stresses the need to ensure that it does not cause a chain of adverse consequences in the region.
Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir defended the execution of the Shia cleric, whom he accused of agitating organizing cells and providing them with money and weapons. He was convicted of sedition in 2014. Two-thirds of the 30 candidates vying for the presidency in Central African Republic have demanded election authorities immediately stop the vote counting from the December 30 poll after alleging they were marred by ballot irregularities and voter intimidation. They've called the polls an electoral masquerade. This is VOA News. U.S. stock prices fell sharply in trading Monday following a sell-off in China, a slump in Europe, and rising tensions in the Middle East. The Dow and S&P fell about 1.6%, while the Nasdaq lost more than 2% at the close of Monday trading. Tim Anderson is managing director of TJM Investments.
The Chinese market, Shanghai Index closed down 7%, and there were a number of factors going on there. There was a market economic manufacturing report that showed a decline in the manufacturing index in China for the 10th consecutive month. There's also another underlying development going on in the China market that has people, I think investors there, very nervous. And that is that when their market was extremely volatile in the summer, they put a six-month ban of selling stocks on very large holders, you might say. And that ban is set to come off very shortly.
Meanwhile, crude oil prices were also volatile on world markets. British Prime Minister David Cameron Monday dismissed as desperate stuff an Islamic State video that purports to show the militants' execution of five men it said were spying for Britain in Syria.
This is an organization that's losing territory, it's losing ground. It's, I think, increasingly losing anybody's sympathy. And this again shows what an appalling organization we're up against.
London said it's examining the content of the video in which an English-speaking gunman mocks Mr. Cameron for Britain's air campaign in Syria against the insurgents and vows to invade Britain and impose Sharia law. It also depicts the five men executed for allegedly confessing to espionage. Islamic State militants attacked Iraqi troops and allied travel fighters outside the western town of Haditha Monday, killing at least 11, wounding dozens. The attack comes a week after Iraqi troops backed by U.S.-led airstrikes and Sunni tribesmen pushed IS out of central Ramadi, capital of sprawling Anbar province, which also includes Haditha. Pockets of IS fighters remain to the east and north of the city and have launched daily counterattacks against Iraqi military positions, mostly using suicide car bombs. Garissa University in northeast Kenya reopened Monday for the first time in 9 months after being attacked by Islamist al-Shabaab militants who killed nearly 150 people, mostly students. The April 2nd attack was the deadliest in recent years by the Somali-based insurgent group, who opposes Kenya's military presence on the side of the Somali government against jihadists. The West African country of Guinea has been cleared to host international football matches after being declared Ebola-free last week. Concerns over the deadly virus forced the country to play its first home qualifying match for the 2018 World Cup in Morocco. The African Football Confederation lifted the ban Monday after the country was declared Ebola-free last week. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.